Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
Infield in double play depth for the Mariners. They've had a lot of ground balls so far today. Here's the pitch on the way. He swings and fouls it off. It'll reach the seats over back of the Tiger dugout. And the man from Walla Walla will take that one home.
Set the pitch. He swings. Bounding ball. Stopped by Trubit for the second one. Really the first two for the price of one for the Tigers. A great play by Trubit to end the... There's a breaking ball in for a strike. And he stood there like the house by the side of the road and watched it go by. Struck him out. That's the third strikeout for Holliday.
Right-hander against the right-hander. The outfield is straight up and deep on Fielder. He is the DH today. Swing, there's a drive to left. That one is long gone. Fielder weighs into that first pitch with his 29th home run.
The voice of the late Ernie Harwell lives on in baseball today with the crack of the bats and the sound of somebody selling peanuts at a baseball game. It'll be in Tampa for the Tigers this afternoon. It'll be Dodger Stadium tonight against the Arizona Diamondbacks as baseball gets underway in the MPS division. And Tony Cuthbert will bring us up to date on the Cubs later today, too, in sports, if you'll stay right there. We'll be right here. We're also going to talk with John Paul Morosi, who is going to be on the field at the Yankee game. He is, of course, from Ann Arbor and a reporter for Fox Sports and the Major League Baseball Network. And Larry Sorensen will be here, who pitched for seven Major League teams to celebrate the return of baseball. Jimmy Green is on our AT&T line right now, a long, long time associated with the Associated Builders and Contractors of Michigan, was the CEO, and is with us right now. Do we have a new title for you yet? How should we refer to you, sir?
I'm still the CEO of ABC Michigan, still.
Okay. You are still.
Yep. Okay. We got a little transition going, and probably until the end of April, but I'm still here, alive and kicking.
Thank God. Thank God. Thank God. And I know you've got other activities going on, too, but I'm sure you look at MERS News every day. Well, first of all, were you a baseball kid growing up? Are you a baseball guy?
Major New York Yankee fan. Major. Oh, I was an Oakland A's fan because of Reggie Jackson. And when Reggie went to the Yankees, I followed Reggie. So it followed my Oakland Raiders, Oakland A's sort of fanfare. And I'm a big Reggie fan, so I stay with the Yankees and been a lifelong Yankee.
Reggie Jackson just did a big, long interview with Howard Stern last week that was quite interesting. And by the way, if you like Reggie Jackson and the A's and the Yankees, that means you must have followed Billy Martin, too.
I did, absolutely. Talk about crazy, that relationship. It's almost like me and the Union, do you know what I mean? It's a love-hate relationship, and still waiting for the love part. But
you better hurry, you're only the CEO for another month. I don't think it's going to happen.
That's right.
Oh, gosh. Well, it's kind of ironic, isn't it, that the MERS News quote of the day, as I mentioned, that you read that publication, is Governor Whitmer, who says, as a result of our growing economy and strong fiscal management, Michigan's state income tax will decrease to its lowest in 15 years.
One year.
That's all great. But yeah, the devil's in the details. One, she didn't want it to happen and tried to stop it with a $200 check just to pay off. And then has decided it will be for only 1 year instead of permanently.
Yeah, I mean, come on, let's be frank. Nobody passes a one-year tax decrease. It just doesn't happen. This is political gamesmanship, needless to say. And you said it earlier. She never wanted to do it to begin with. So any loophole, and then she, of course, used, like she typically does, uses one of her departments to be sort of the bearer of bad news. In this particular case, it was Attorney General Nestle. Of course, I didn't know. I've never seen our Attorney General weigh in on our tax situation for the state. That was a little unique.
Yeah, that was interesting to me, too, because it's not like, I mean, I don't really know, but I don't think they're always in lockstep on things where they would say, hey, it's your turn to go out and take some heat for this deal. But it was, I guess. And then it just seems kind of funny to tout it when you tried to stop it and then made it only 1 year.
Well, I think that's the crazy checks and balances that we miss here in the state of Michigan. You know, we don't have that counterbalance. Typically, with something that comes out, you know, the three branches of government, so to speak, you know, when you have both sides of that covered by your own political biases, I think it leaves most of us a little uncomfortable that this process is taking shape the way it should. I just have never seen, you know, the governor weigh in on a tax base and have her attorney general as a legal piece weigh in on whether or not it was legal or not. Usually that's a Treasury Department. Or, I mean, even vacating the House and the Senate and just throwing it out there and playing coy with it, I think left people a little disingenuous and mistrustful of her intent.
Speaking of the unions, if we circle back now, I'm reading something about a lawsuit that had to do with captive audience meetings. What's that all about?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. If you decided to, Michael Patrick, if you decided to come and unionize my company, for example, I am prohibited from talking to my employees or having a meeting with my employees, if you want to call it a captive audience, suggesting that we're a really good place to work. Not that I'm eliminating your opportunity to go to the union, but I certainly want to exploit all the benefits and the perks and the culture that I've created at my company. Well, I can't do that. And if I attempt to do that, then I have what you consider to be a captive audience. Most people would call those employees, but, you know, again, here we are.
So is that what
that's the kind of thing, if I could just interrupt real quick, that's the kind of thing, real honestly, that breeds contempt and anger. You know, I am not an anti-union person, never have been. I don't care how people like to point the narrative at me. But at the end of the day, my God, can I just choose? Can you make a case for me to join the union, as opposed to ramming it down my throat? That's what breeds this kind of anger out there, and they have to be really careful about that. So a captive audience for me just trying to tell people who work for me why we're a good place to work, that's where you get people just really kind of bent out of shape.
Boy, in this administration that talks so much about choice, you mean to say the union can come in and say, here's why you should join us, and then if you as the CEO or the manager says, hey, everybody, here's the reason why we're taking care of you and you don't have to if you don't want to, you can't do that.
You cannot begin to gauge the hypocrisy that Democrats are using when it comes to choice. Impossible.
Yeah, I see Howard Schultz, who was educated at Northern Michigan University, the Starbucks CEO. He really took it yesterday from Bernie Sanders and some others in Washington, and this was also about union involvement in Starbucks. It's been an ongoing story.
Yeah, they're raking that guy over the coals unfairly. There's nothing he did that was anti-union. Again, his captive audience is the fact that he pays a paycheck to people and wanted to remind them that it's a great place to work, a great place to grow, and more importantly, they make way more than the average person in their age bracket and in their particular demographics. I mean, how dare he?
Yeah, I always thought that was one of the reasons Starbucks was so popular, is that people liked to work there. They became baristas, and they were taken care of by him, but... No, I guess maybe not. Jimmy Green, I hear that there are a lot of Gen Zers now who want dumb phones, not smartphones. They want to go back to the old phones that you actually just talk on and maybe text. They want to limit the screen time because they don't know what this is effect this is really having on, you know, mental health in America, people constantly staring at their screens. You ever take a technology break once in a while?
You know what's funny about that? We used to call that parenting in the old days, you know. but I guess things have changed.
Well, that's because we live in a nanny state. We don't need parents anymore, remember? Jimmy Green with Michael Patrick Shields. When it comes to supporting your health, Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan and Blue Care Network are ready to help. They've been serving the people and communities of Michigan for 84 years because they believe the right care starts in the community. That's why they partner with organizations on programs that encourage healthy lifestyles, address health disparities, and increase access to quality health care for everyone, such as supporting free and low-cost clinics all across the state. Blue Cross is ingrained in Michigan, and when you're a member, you never have to travel far for access to the care you need. With the largest network of doctors and hospitals, along with virtual care for both physical and mental health, you can access the care you deserve whenever and wherever you need it, bringing you peace of mind. Download the BCBSM mobile app, which provides members with instant personalized information and support to help track their coverage and claims, avoiding unexpected surprises. So wherever you are in your health journey, Blue Cross is ready to help.
Have you ever considered being a school bus driver or attending on a bus to help students? Now is the perfect time. Dean Transportation has immediate openings and offers paid training to obtain a commercial driver's license. With increased pay, benefit packages, flexible scheduling, and a sign-on bonus, Dean Transportation may be the career choice for you. No experience needed. Apply now at deanjobs.com and start your paid training. Head to deanjobs.com.
Fly Lansing nonstop to Orlando on Avelo Airlines and enjoy Florida sunshine in no time. Fly from Lansing's Capital Region International Airport and enjoy affordable parking, hassle-free check-in, and short security lines. Say hello to Avelo with nonstop flights from Lansing to Orlando International Airport. Book your trip today at AveloAir.com. That's AveloAir.com. And fly Lansing.